You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, when CNN becomes the Comey News Network, you know the nation has a new fixation. On this Thursday, May 11th, 2016, from the studios of the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown. There's a lot to talk about here, but let's not lose the plot. What has happened is history. It's what happens next that matters most. The question of the moment appears to be, what were the president's real reasons for firing Comey? Why the doubt? Simple, because of a lack of confidence in the answers given by the White House, which suggests a 180-degree flip-flop in the president's estimation of Mr. Comey. Also, there's what remains unexplained about Comey's investigation into Russia and the continued reasonable doubts that are increasingly bipartisan. What more and more Republican politicians are asking themselves right now is whether the public will be satisfied with the answers given by the White House or whether the public's hunger for the truth will make loyalty to Mr. Trump a liability. Within the past 24 hours on Capitol Hill, the New York Times reports nearly a half dozen Republicans have already broken with their leadership, expressing concerns about L'Affaire Comey. And what those Republicans have done, mind you, is to call for an independent investigation, not a prosecutor making a case against the president, not an independent prosecutor, but rather a call for something that seems hard to argue against, an investigation to determine facts without fear that politics will color the outcome. Our systems made that possible. The question, then, may not be simply whether such an independent panel can be put together, but whether we're willing to consider the alternative, no independent factual determination, as a viable option at this point. If domestic political pressure isn't enough, make no mistake, this is not just a matter of domestic politics. Jeremy Suri is in the Department of History, and he is professor and chair for leadership and global affairs at the LBJ School of Public Affairs, University of Texas at Austin. Professor Suri, good to see you again.
Nice to be on again.
We're still learning, obviously, the details surrounding the firing of James Comey, but President Trump did meet with Russian officials yesterday, Russia's foreign minister and Russian ambassador to the United States. The optics of this, I mean, some in the U.S. are scratching their heads, but what about those on the outside, you know, beyond our borders? How does this look to folks in other countries?
So I'll tell you, I talked to some of my friends, including some members of the German legislature and the French government, and they were astounded.
Really?
They couldn't believe that in light of all the accusations and concerns about President Trump's close and perhaps improper relationship with Russia, that in the midst of this controversy concerning the FBI's investigation, that he would meet with not just the Russian foreign minister, but the ambassador from Russia who is accused of recruiting spies and producing collusive behavior with the Trump campaign. In addition, Trump did not allow a single American reporter into the Oval Office for that meeting.
Right.
But he allowed Russian news media, Russian photographers, even Russians carrying electronic surveillance
equipment. I had heard a question this morning on NPR about the, intelligence hygiene of allowing that equipment into the Oval Office, which is a concern, obviously.
Well, my friends in the intelligence community tell me that they're concerned that the Oval Office is no longer secure.
Well, that would be startling. So many boxes have been opened in the Comey affair. How does this play among, when you think about in the long term, our relationships with our allies? I would imagine that this would undercut at least trust.
Absolutely. All relationships with allies and adversaries are based on some degree of trust. People have to believe you when you say something. When you threaten them, they have to believe you're going to follow through on your threat. When you promise them you have their back, they have to believe you're going to follow through on that. And President Trump, in the 110 days he's been president, has filled every day with lies, prevarications, and a constant changing of position on every major issue. Even on this issue of the firing of James Comey, the White House has given five different contradictory explanations. How can you expect any ally, if you're the leader of Germany, the leader of France, the leader of China, to believe anything you say?
Some could make the case, I suppose, that if you accept that there is a new international order, and this argument has been made, I know you're aware of it, that in a sense is more aligned with the way Vladimir Putin sees the world, a more transactional sort of relationship among countries, that as Trump himself said on the campaign trail, you don't show all your cards, right? That it's one thing to characterize something one way and then characterize it a completely different way, right?
Yes.
And that's not a lie. That's strategic in a sense.
Well, there are two different things. There's definitely the strategic use of information. And oftentimes we don't reveal things, or we might even create the false impression around something. But there also have to be moments when people believe the information you give them. Every negotiation I've ever studied at the international level involves one moment when the leader of one society says to another, "You have to believe me on this. I am telling you the truth." I don't know why anyone would believe anything Donald Trump says. Now, people believe what Vladimir Putin says. Vladimir Putin might be transactional, he might be aggressive, but he has stuck to his word on certain issues, particularly with regard to Crimea and Ukraine and elsewhere. That's not true with Donald Trump.
Jeremy Suri teaches in the history department at the University of Texas at Austin. He's also professor and chair for leadership in global affairs at the LBJ School. And he is the author of The Impossible Presidency, The Rise and Fall of America's Highest Office, out at the end of the summer. Dr. Suri, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you for having me on.